Part 1. Blizzards and Buried Magic. Chapter 1. The youngest queen in the history of the Ice Kingdom was going to be the very best queen of the Ice Wings ever. Ever. The best. She was going to keep all her dragons safe. They were all going to be healthy and prosperous and safe, and no one was going to die of any more evil magic plagues like the one that killed the previous queen. No one. Not on her watch. Queen Snowfall had a plan, or at least, she had a firm death grip on an idea that was kind of like a plan. That plan was, stay away from other dragons. No more getting involved in other tribes' stupid wars. No more summits with queens who talked down to her or eyed her as if she might be the one to start the next war. No more interactions with Nightwings, ever. None of this intertribal peace talk, empathy building, drum circle nonsense. Ice Wings were a great tribe. They didn't need any other tribes. Those subjects of hers who wanted to go explore, to meet other dragons, and study in their perilous, flammable schools? They needed to be stuffed into igloos until they came to their senses. Her council had talked her into letting a few Ice Wings go to Jade Mountain Academy, for now, instead of using her excellent igloo plan. There had been so much alarming enthusiasm for the idea of connecting with the other tribes. Why? Was her question. How could anyone even want to be around strange dragons after what had happened to their tribe? She was hoping the students they'd sent would come back with stories about how terrible the academy was, and that by then, all the other curious Ice Wings would have forgotten about ever wanting to leave. No, in Snowfall's vision of her reign, all Ice Wings would stay in the kingdom, where she could keep an eye on them. Other dragons would stay out of the kingdom, and there would be no more dealing with tribes that weren't them. It was a good plan, a straightforward plan, a nice, safe, brilliant plan. Except for the problems. Problems like queens who kept sending her messages about alliances and trade and building more schools like Jade Mountain Academy. Shut up, Queen Ruby! Go away, Queen Glory! Deal with your own stupid dragons, Queen Thorn! Problems like the Ice Wings on her own council, who wanted to meet with the Night Wings and try to build a bridge over centuries of violence and hatred after the blast of magic empathy that had ended their last battle. Problems like not knowing exactly where everyone was and having to wonder whether the missing dragons in question had left the Ice Kingdom or were still lurking around somewhere, maybe plotting some cold-blooded murder. Most urgent, though, was the problem that hundreds of strange dragons were apparently flying toward her shores at that very moment. You're sure they aren't Nightwings? She demanded again. Her scout managed not to sigh, but she could tell that he wanted to, which was very disrespectful, and maybe she should have him punished. Wasn't that what a fierce, powerful, very best queen ever would do? Punish dragons for disobeying her, or thinking about disobeying her, or making faces as if they were trying not to make faces.
I could see flashes of different colors from their scales, he repeated. I promise you, my queen, mostly green, but many, many other colors as well. No black dragons. They're not Nightwings.
Snowfall paced from one corner of the balcony to the other. They were high on one of the tallest spires of the palace, with the wind whisking pellets of ice all around them. The sun was low in the sky off to the west, painting the clouds gold and orange as it sank into the sea. She knew they were out there, but no matter how fiercely Snowfall glared at it, she couldn't see any dragons flying out of the sunset. She wondered if Nightwings had found a way to disguise their scales. Maybe Darkstalker wasn't really gone, even though all those not-Ice Wings at the Jade Mountain Academy promised he was. Maybe he was still out there, and he'd come up with a way to turn Nightwings into multicolored rainbow dragons, and then he'd sent them far out into the ocean to fly.